In the beginning of this week's parsha, Rashi quotes a well-known medrash, V'haya ekev tishma'un, while the simple pshat in the word ekev is as a result of, Rashi interprets ekev as heel and says, Im ha-mitzvos kalosh adam dosh ba'akevav tishma'un. When will you get all this tremendous reward promised to you in the beginning of this week's parsha? If you listen to, if you keep the mitzvos kalos, the small mitzvos that people step on with their heels, that they pay no attention to. Apparently, there's some special schar for the small things, the things we don't normally notice, the things we might not properly keep. We might just step on and consider insignificant because they're so small. Why would we be tempted to violate or to not fulfill the small mitzvos? So the simple pshat, and this is where the Datzakenim and all the Balei Tosfos explain, is that human beings have a natural tendency to be attracted to the big things, you know, the exciting, romantic, earth-shattering events. We like big things. They get our adrenaline going. They excite us. And often, it's hard to take seriously those things which are small day-to-day, and a person can end up ignoring them, violating them, not doing them properly, forgetting to do them. And therefore, the Medrash here tells us that Hashem reminds us that we have to pay attention to the small things, not only the big things. The Taz thinks perhaps that it's unlikely that someone will actually come to violate those mitzvos which are small and easy to do. Why would someone violate? Why would someone not fulfill a mitzvah that's very easy, that can be done in a second? And he suggests that perhaps Rashi is referring here to lift nimishuras adin, going the extra mile, to being mahadur b'mitzvos. That's something which is not a strict obligation, but is really a way of showing that we're not just trying to be yotze, we're not just trying to fulfill our obligation and get rid of discharge our debt towards the Ribono Shel Olam, but we really want to grow. We really want to do what Hashem wants us to do. We really want to express our love for Hashem. We really want to come close. And he says, when do you get the big rewards? Not if you just do what you have to do, but the little things, the non-obligatory things, which would be reasonable that someone might not fulfill. After all, it's not an obligation. But it's that going the extra mile, which really shows that we care, that we want to strive, that we want to grow, that really makes us spiritual people and not just observant people, that earns us the reward of the parsha. Rav Asher Weiss, in his drushos, has a totally different way of looking at this Rashi. He says Rashi is not referring to whether or not you'll fulfill something. Rashi's assuming he's talking to someone who will fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah. At the very least, the easy ones, the ones that take 3 seconds and cost no money and are very easy to do, who would not want to fulfill those mitzvahs? What's the problem? The problem is that the everyday easy mitzvos we fulfill, but we often fulfill as mitzvos anoshim melumada, as a habit, as a routine, unthinkingly, without any kavana. The big mitzvos, oh, do we have kavana? You know, we get to the Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur, all pumped up. You know, the shofar, the short mitzvos, the ones that happen every 28 years, like Birkas HaChama, we really get ourselves psyched up for. But the things we're used to doing every day, we just take for granted and we don't pay attention to anymore. You know, in this very parsha, the one bracha that's midoraisa, Birkas HaMazon. Okay, how many people have as much kavana for Birkas HaMazon, which the mitzvah d'oraisa, as they have for Birkas HaIlanos, which the mitzvah d'rabanan? Why? Because Birkas Ilanos is once a year. It's exciting. It's different. It's new. And benching is every day. But really, I think the yesod of the Torah is that in order to be great and in order to reach heights and in order to accomplish, you don't need anything special. You don't need once in a year. You don't need once in a lifetime. You don't need once in a month. You don't need something that costs a lot of money. You don't need something that's going to be in the newspapers. You don't need something that's going to go down in the history books. Every second of every day, we have a chance. You know, there are secular people out there who try to change the world. You know, maybe once in a lifetime, they have a chance to change the world. I don't know, save the environment, bring peace to, you know, to some war-torn country. Wonderful things, and they get their schar. But we have the ability to change the world, obviously a little at a time, every second. And says Rosh Weiss, that's what Rashi means. The mitzvos that we do fulfill, but we're dush ba'akeva. We don't take seriously. We just, en passant, as we're walking by, do them without thinking twice. If only we could stop and think that, whoa, right now I have the opportunity to talk to Hashem. Right now I have the opportunity to praise Hashem. Right now I have the opportunity to be Oved Hashem. If only we could see God in the little things, then every moment could be a highlight, and every moment could be an inspiration, and every moment could be spiritual. I heard someone comment once that why would you step on things with your heels? Well, if you're in a rush to get, why do people step on things and break them? Because they're in the rush to get someplace else. If we're always in a rush to get someplace else, oh, there's some other mitzvah coming up later. There's some great thing that's going to be next week. There's some wonderful thing this afternoon. There's a great thing waiting for me later. If we're always rushing to something else, and we don't stop to appreciate that this moment is also great, that this moment is also a moment of Avodas Hashem, then we'll lose 90% of the opportunities we have to grow and to become the kind of Ovdei Hashem, the kind of ruchniistic people that we want to become. And maybe that's the beginning of this parsha, the Haya Ekev Tishma'un. If the things we do without thinking, we stop and think about them, and we realize what an amazing opportunity they are, and we realize how they're a connection to Hashem, and how every single thing in this world can bring us closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, then v'shamar Hashem Elokecha v'chasa brisvias achesed shenishba'al avosecha, then the closer we come to Hashem, the closer you'll come to us and bring us the necham and the geula that we are so eagerly waiting for.